to Grasp 2021, and I am so pleased to be able to do this today. Our grasp verse of the day is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12, and it says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." In this grasp verse of the week, the Apostle Paul prays that God would cause his readers to increase and abound in love. Now, God is the source of love. And this is why we need God to work in us and to help us and to cause us to increase in love. 1 John 4:8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." If God is love, we can only realize what love is through our relationship with him. God is the model of how to love. God showed his love for us by manifesting himself in the flesh as Jesus Christ and sacrificing himself for our sins on Mount Calvary. This is seen throughout Scripture. Jesus is the model for love. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That's what Ephesians 5:25 says. So love is an attribute of God that results in self-sacrifice. Because love is a descriptive word of the character of God, love is very, very important for our lives. The first commandment, according to Jesus, was to love God. The second was to love your neighbor as yourself. So what is love? Is it an emotion? Is it a commitment? Is it a rational decision? Is it a feeling? Is it the things or the actions that you do? There's many people that debate this and try to define what love is. When you look at the scripture where Jesus gave us the greatest commandment, Jesus says this. It's Mark 12, verse 30 through 31. He says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Now notice Jesus says, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. True love involves all of these elements. Love is emotional, meaning love involves the heart. Love involves your soul. This means your being. Love involves your mind, the seed of your thoughts, the rational things, the logical things. Love involves that too. Love involves your strength or the things that you do. Love is also labor intensive. Jesus said to love with all. Love is a word that is really a synthesis of feelings, emotions, actions, and commitments. Paul does this in his brilliant definition of love found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And this is what Paul says. This is what he includes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8. He says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't envy. Love doesn't boast. Love isn't proud. Love isn't rude. Love doesn't demand its own way. Love is not irritable. Love keeps no record of being wronged. Love doesn't rejoice over other sins. Love rejoices in the truth. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance." Love is really, it's a product of many, many things. Many, many attributes. Love is a descriptive term for all of these. Now, returning to our grasp verse, Paul says that we should increase and abound in our love for another and toward all men. So we should continually increase in our love for the people of God. As time increases, we should have even more love for God and his people. It is important that we love our brothers and sisters in the church. But Paul also says toward all men. And that means everyone. There is no place for partiality in the church. We have to love everyone. Jesus even told us to love our enemies in Luke chapter 6, verse 27. We should feel compassion for others. We should care for others. We should do good for others. Everyone. Jesus gave his life upon Mount Calvary for every man, woman, and child. He showed his love. He manifested his love for all. Therefore, we must be willing to manifest our love for others as well, for all, towards all men. It doesn't matter if they are your enemy or from a different country or another ethnicity or another culture or background or a different economic class than you. We have to continue to increase in love towards all men. Now, the last thing Paul says here in 1 Thessalonians 3:12 is this, even as we do toward you. So what Paul is saying here is this, be an example to others in the way that you love others. Let your life be an example of love. Our lives should be a depiction of the love that Christ had for all men. In fact, that's how people know whether or not we are really a follower of Christ. In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus said this, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So the true sign that you are a Christian is evident by the love that you have for others. God is love. And if we're following God, you're following love personified. So we must love others as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for your love that you demonstrated and you manifested for us, God. We are so thankful that you first loved us and gave yourself for us, Lord. And I pray that you would help us, oh God, to increase and abound in our love that we have for others, Lord Jesus. Lord, we want to love everyone. Lord, if there is anything in our hearts, Lord, hallelujah, if there's any hate, if there's any malice in our life towards others, I pray, Lord, that you would remove that, God. Help us to be willing to forgive others, God, and to be patient with them, God. Help us, oh God, to love all men as you loved us, God, and gave yourself for us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your great sacrifice that you made for us on Calvary, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The song of the week is The Love of God by O.S. Davis. The love of Jesus to me is greater than anything else I've ever known. It reaches deeper than any sin stain. It reaches higher than heaven's throne. The love of God is more to me than all this world could ever be. It reaches down from the throne of glory and sets the vilest sinner free. It giveth comfort to those in sorrow. It bringeth peace to a troubled soul. The love of Jesus goes in the byways to seek the sin sick and make them whole. The love of God is more to me than all this world could ever be. It reaches down from the throne of glory and sets the vilest sinner free.